Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Wake the F up. It's Monday morning. Let's do this thing. This is a huge week for us here at the Alice. Oh, it's like a snapping snare. Ah! You okay? What's going on?
No, I'm not okay.
Why are you crucified like that?
I'm just holding my arms out to stretch them, but I'm waiting for the thing to happen. Like, what's going to happen? A jellyfish is going to shoot out and hit me in the face?
No, at 8 o'clock, we're going to make the Winterland announcement.
I'm not talking about that. I don't care about that. That's hours away. I walked in and found three grown-ups standing around my workstation, all pointing weird ways like you were up to something. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then everyone scatters. And I'm like, okay, so what? Where's the brick? Where's the jellyfish that shoots out of somewhere and hits me in the face and just splats me? Is this how we're going to get go viral?
It just takes three people to get the Zoom meeting going.
Does it really,
yes,
though?
Apparently.
Honestly.
It takes two people to train one, that's all.
Yeah. Does it?
No, yeah, no, wait. No, you forgot to... Wait, hold on. One. You have to...
Don't,
no,
don't
up
forget.
The top. Skip the top.
You still forgot.
No, no. Hold on. You got to go down there. You got to close that window
first. Right. Not to the left. To the right.
Yeah. No, up there. Oh, okay. Then everyone walked away and it still wasn't fixed. I'm like, okay, hold on. Push a couple more buttons here. Make that happen. Don't worry, Vinny. No one is. You're so suspicious.
Got him.
Why wouldn't I be suspicious? Three grown-ups standing around my workstation when there's stuff to be done.
Yeah. I look up at the clock. I'm like, oh, is it that time already?
It's the biggest day of Alice's year and you... Clowns are standing around fake pointing.
Listen,
to the iPad.
We were
fake pointing.
Yeah, fake pointing.
We were fake pointing. We were real pointing.
Yeah,
those are real pointing.
Those are real pointing.
Oh, look at our show. Look at that. See that?
What about it?
Yeah.
That's him fake pointing.
Yeah.
He's
fake pointing.
Right.
No, we're just trying
to show.
We're just showing Alex. Who's
by the way, is the youngest. Thing, Alex. Let us help you with an iPad, even though you are of the generation that can make anything work anytime. Let me show you, though.
No, well.
He somehow missed that generation.
No, it's Sarah and I. We just can't help ourselves.
I know.
He probably
can
figure it out.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
He can figure it out.
I did miss that generation, yeah.
We're like helicopter co-workers. Hey, no, wait. Hey, hold on. Hey, love, you got that? Did you hit the button? Let me show you. Use this finger. You hit that button. The green button.
I just want you to be successful. Jeez. It's okay.
Put your finger on the button. Then press. There you go. That's how you press a button.
There it is. Okay, great. Oh, Vinny's here. Oh, super. We did it just in time.
Everyone acts super suspicious and flew.
I'm going to get out of your way.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, it's a big weekend or a big day. We've got a big announcement.
Yep.
I can't wait for Alice in Winterland.
Oh, my God.
And I want to say this right
now.
So exciting. To the texters who are going to be like, okay, we get it. No, you don't. We need to make sure this show sells out, period.
Yep. And you are part of that equation.
So we're
going to sell you this show. You're going to love it.
Yeah, you can say, I heard you. Okay, well, the person that didn't hear us needs to hear us.
Yeah.
We need to sell this show out.
Yep.
You want to quiet us down? Buy all the tickets.
Yeah, buy all the tickets. Then.
Mm. I dumped it.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank
God.
Yep. Did you dump it?
Except, the radio.com.
Oh, my God, you're amazing.
The Odyssey.
I can't believe
Odyssey.
You already blew it.
Dude, that was you. You tricked me. That was a fuck.
Can we just...
She already blew it, everyone.
No, that was a trick.
We're in trouble.
We didn't say anything more than that.
No, we didn't say, oh, my God.
I haven't been out in a while,
My hands are literally shaking.
In the whole wide world.
It's not that funny.
It is super funny.
It isn't. It actually isn't funny at all.
We collectively all get in trouble, actually.
Eat my own hand to get out of this trap.
Oh, what is happening with this?
Saw off my leg. Oh, I gotta go. I gotta... Oh, my God.
How was your weekend?
Great.
Was
actually.
It?
Oh,
proud
my
of himself
God.
I think he is proud of himself.
Yeah, well, he won.
He's like, gotcha.
He full on gotcha me.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm waiting for any second now. The shovel's going to hit me in the face.
It's Too bad we didn't set up that jellyfish spritzer. We didn't have time. You came in too early. Oh my God. So, hey.
Hey.
This weekend I threw a little birthday party for my girls. We had two chicks who turned way younger than me. The two youngest in our group. Their birthdays are pretty close together.
Who are these ladies?
Sherry and Heather.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. So
I haven't seen Sherry in a long time. Actually, I haven't seen any of your friends in a long time, but Sherry even longer. She doesn't like come to our gigs or whatever.
She does. She'll come to Winterland and stuff.
This year she's coming? Right. See you there, Sherry.
I'm actually guessing everyone's going to want to go to this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lineup. We'll tell you at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of the bands just last night on repeat.
Well, you do love one of the bands a lot. I love that band. I know which one you're talking about. I love the other band.
Actually wrong. I was listening to the other band you think I wasn't listening to.
Oh, well, that band, I don't blame you. That is a band.
There's a huge hit, and it was on repeat at my house.
Oh, my
and
God.
I watched my youngest show me her moves.
Oh,
and then
the song.
Yeah, and then the song would end, and she'd go, again.
Yeah, play that again.
And I'm looking at her going, yeah, there's nothing else I want to see here than you dancing like a...
And that band is surprisingly deep, too. Like, they have so many hits, like, you forget. You're like, oh, yeah, I love that one song. And then you go to one of their shows, and you're like, oh, I love all these songs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know all of these songs.
Every one of them. Yep. The one now, though, the one that we were dancing to doesn't sound like them.
I agree. If it's the one that's the newer one, yeah, no, I love it. It's the.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
It's bit of a departure for them.
Heavy side into the microphone.
Well, we're so close. We're so close.
He is getting close. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just
let's not. Let's yeah. here.
Did
let
you
me
hear that though. That was like.
I know. Well, look. We've already gone too far. This
you guys round. Already slipped up once. Yeah. Come on.
No, let's we not. Didn't.
If by we you mean Vinny tricked me into, then yes.
Get out of here.
That was.
He tricks you, we all lose. All right.
I know.
Who wins here?
I guess
I'm not sure who wins.
Vinny wins in a way. I don't know. It really depends on if our boss heard it. It comes down to.
I'm going to stamp the side of my plane. One kill.
Oh, God.
I'll see if I can get any more.
Just kill us all off by the end. You know what? I'm going to go.
Get
out
of
here.
Because I've
been killed. I'm out of this guy. I get hit by your paint pot.
Nobody said anything. It's fine.
Okay. So today, 8 o'clock, we'll tell you all the bands so far. Oh. Tell you where and when and when to get tickets and how to get them. And
so it's finally October, everyone, and our boss put up his Halloween tree.
No.
Jane is frothing out of her. She puts up a picture of her bleeding from the mouth. She's like, did somebody say October? I'm like, oh my God, Jane.
She's so funny.
What? You want to be a vampire
even
so
Even Billy
bad.
Joe Armstrong, he posted a picture of himself just to, like, I'm wide awake. Here I am.
Yep. Hey, everyone, save your texts and your memes. Leave me alone for once.
I guess he just takes the day off from social media that
Must.
Day. Because it is just every damn thing. Yes. Vincent.
And in my neighborhood, it's like October 1st was the permission to begin. Mm-hmm. And the whole damn block was out, which is fun, but it's surprising
to
see.
What did you guys do? What'd you put
well,
up?
What, the, she pulled, well, we pulled everything down, and then she went out there and spent Saturday.
You have like a big attic space that everything's in? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's nice.
It's
not those pull downstairs?
No. In fact, we thought about that, but it's we're in the middle of another project at the moment.
Mm. Yes. Let's finish the wall of passing
first. I'm not a fan of like lining them up. I don't want to be booked into 2025. I'm good.
I like them to be down there on the calendar.
I'm aware of
and then
how you are about
and
it.
And after
right?
that, Will.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. No thanks. But yeah, it's really fun. Everybody spent the whole weekend out on the street, putting stuff together, helping each other. Mm. I practiced quite a bit of guitar while they all did that.
Like well, everybody's not, sure. You're not, don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I would never go to the extent that everyone in my neighborhood is.
It's nice to have a neighborhood like that, though.
It is.
It's nice to have a neighborhood because a lot of people are, you know, you don't have that. When we lived up on the hill, I mean, yeah, we had neighbors that we literally never saw, except the ones we didn't want to see. That was always the way, you know? I'm like, I don't want to see you get into your hot tub naked again and stand there stretching.
Oh.
I'm right here by this window. Can you not see me? Because I can fully see you.
Mm, that's fun.
Naked guy. He was always naked.
Yeah?
Or he was
cute,
either naked.
Handsome?
Oh, no.
Big one?
I don't even remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I don't know.
Nice ass?
No.
Good legs on that guy?
No.
Nothing?
Not. He was
not. One
not,
thing going for him.
I'm like, you know, if you're going to be on display, maybe hit the gym once in a while. Try a salad. I don't know. But he was either that or he was yelling at his wife. We would hear them. We would hear scream fights. Or we'd see him naked. One of those.
You know, the weirdest thing, when you say scream fights, I think of, we lived next to, in Irvine, where I grew up.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Shame, Irvine.
Sorry. Whatever.
Plug for Irvine.
The Millers were next to us. It was Mark and Michelle Miller,
mm-hmm.
and then their mom. And their mom.
Oh, their mom. Wait.
They were divorced.
Okay,
the,
so
the couple, the, it was the mom and the two
were,
kids.
Got
yes.
it. All right.
And they were kids. They were like just a little older than me. That mom would scream bloody murder at them daily.
Oh.
About the dumbest, like, you know, the things that kids do.
Right.
Which, that's what kind of bothers me about parenting in general. Like, kids are, like, that's
right.
What,
they're ding-dongs. They're ping-pong balls.
They're late for dinner right. because that's what kids do. They're, right. they didn't pick up their stuff because that's what, like.
Right. You know, I didn't come home for dinner because you just yell at me all the time. So I decided I would.
Do anything but.
Delay. That yeah. as long as possible?
No, she just used to. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful to hear. It wasn't one of those. It wasn't just loud talking or trying to make a point. It was just screaming bloody murder. You'd go, oh.
Swearing too?
All of this stuff.
Oh, God. That's great.
Eek.
Yeah.
Get a hold of yourself. And then you'd see her and she'd be like, oh, hello. As if your house is soundproof.
I know.
Like, you
listen,
really?
I mean, honestly, there were times I was like, do you think we should call the police? Like,
yeah, it's bad.
There's some real screaming going on. Like, and they had like four little kids. That is no good.
Naked guy's a screamer, though. That's a weird
he
thing.
He would go off on her, the wife. Oh,
she was, although
and
then
she
again,
was like 25 years young. He's a rich dude.
Oh, of course.
She was like 25 years younger. And she would, you could hear her like murmuring sometimes, but never, she was never yelling back. Would just take it.
Oh, well, I mean, is there, I'm sure at some point it's like, well, there's no winning with this person.
Mm-mm.
So why bother?
Mm.
Get it out of your system. I'm going to go buy myself something to make myself feel better and make you feel worse.
Mm.
Right?
I guess.
That's what I
truly,
mean.
Truly, I don't know.
That would be the thing, I think. If you're someone who's dealt with some bullcrap from a rich husband, you'd be like, all right. Well, now I'm going to go buy myself a Jaguar.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty doped up, too. Like, she, there was definitely.
Oh, what?
Yeah. They came over.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was a whole thing. Like, it was actually.
Should we go check on them? Do you
no,
want a wellness check?
They actually divorced. They wound
oh,
up
okay.
breaking up right
Good.
Before we moved out of that neighborhood. And she made all kinds of allegations, surprise. And, oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff. It was ugly. Like,
wow.
That's not the kind of neighbor you want. What you want is the kind of neighbors that are like, hey. It's Halloween. Let's put up some decorations.
We are decorating our asses off.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah,
that was happening
hey.
Big time. Yeah. So we're ready.
That's great.
It was everybody went all out, and now we're ready.
Well, don't forget, there's still this has only just begun.
I know.
It's just going to get better and better.
I'm into it, though. It was really fun, and I got some surfs in. It was a good weekend.
Yeah.
Although we were, now that I think about it, we were fully overcast all day Saturday, like winter almost.
Oh, yeah.
And then it broke yesterday afternoon, but it was nice to just be cool, windows open. I watched people in my house go, "Ooh, it's chilly. I better get a jacket."
That's crazy.
It's funny.
October day.
A kid comes in. I'm freezing, but I don't want to stay in. I need a jacket. All right. Here's
here you
a jacket.
Go.
Get out of here.
Put a hat on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you? You know, 80% of your heat escapes through your head. Everybody knows that.
And by the way, so my youngest So, the pandemic affected everybody in different ways, right?
Sure, right.
So my youngest never
got to
did
have
anything.
Friends, right.
Like, she was stuck in the house from basically 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. Anyway, so she never has done soccer or any of the stuff that kids do. So I took her to her first taekwondo on Friday.
Oh, snap.
Full fear.
Yeah.
That we'd either see Hulk baby just be frustrated and walk off, or she wouldn't be able to
right.
keep up.
Yeah.
And she had a blast.
Oh, good.
And was surprisingly good and into it and tried. And, you know, they had them doing things where I went, oh, no. And she did it. And I went, oh, yeah. What? Great job. Where's my camera?
Where was your camera?
A little late on everything that happened. Because I didn't want to get the video of her, like, crying or...
Sure.
Or the
you figured this first time you'd just like see how it went.
What's the guy's name? What is he? Is a master?
The mojo.
He's a master.
Whatever. Whatever.
Call him. Is it a Korean word or
arigato?
I can't.
Mr. Roboto. Is that it?
Is it an American English word?
I don't remember. But anyway, I was
the teacher.
He has endless patience though, and I give him credit because I was expecting him to come undone and be like, "What don't you get about it?" Left. Mm-hmm.
That's got to be the hardest.
I said you're left foot.
The hardest class, you know, because the parents have a high expectation. They're all watching, right? So then you get these bunch of 3 to 5 year olds like herding cats.
Yeah,
there's no.
It is.
You know.
Yep.
You know, my kids used to take this joust class.
Oh.
And they went in.
You say it fancy.
It was fancy. It was great. It was like a modern dance class. You know, they were the only two. They're like, oh yeah, great. We want boys. So I think they were like maybe, I don't know, 5 and 7. And they go in, and the teacher was brilliant because it's all a bunch of little kids, and she would never yell. She would just talk really softly, like to the two that were paying attention, and then she'd sit down, and they'd sit in front of, and then the whole class would just get. She was brilliant. I was like, look at that.
It's nice to see
That's
when
amazing.
Someone gets their job. It's like that whole parents yelling at kids. Like, well, you don't get that. That's what kids
this
do.
This isn't your job.
Why bother?
Your job is to not do that. Yeah. I don't even know what the job is. Honestly, it changes every day.
Well.
But my kids are gone now. Oh, my God. Oh, so on Saturday night.
Pardon me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. You want to hear something so funny?
This Wait. Go back to the first thing you were
Wait,
about to tell us.
I'll tell you this part first. So on Friday nights, we have this routine. We always go to this same bar. It's right around the corner from our house.
Yeah.
We go there. We sit at the bar. We love the bartender. What's up, Diego? And
Diego.
He makes me these spicy jalapeno margaritas.
Oh, yeah. Those are
and
good.
John has his gin and tonic, and we'll, you know, order something, split something at the bar. So we're sitting there, and we're yucking it up and blah, 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 talking. And it's like, I don't know, 4:30. So I go, I'm going to text Riley. I'm like, hey, we're sitting at our bar. You want to come over and have a drink? He goes, I'll be right there. So he drives over. It was just so, like, adorable. Like, he came over and sat with us, and then we all had dinner there.
Me burping brought that out.
No, I said because my kids are out of the house, but that was just a nice, we had a nice social interaction. Like, he just showed up where I thought, this is amazing.
What a
like
trip,
my
huh?
kid living in the same town as me, but not with me.
Okay, now go to the thing you were going to tell us.
Oh, you won't like this. This is, so at the birthday party that we did on Saturday night, I sort of was racking my brain, like, you know, what do you do for ladies in their 50s to have a good time at a birthday
Stripper.
Party? We were going to.
Yes, always.
We were going to. Penis.
No. Oh, my God. So we were going to watch a rom-com, but I knew that wouldn't happen. And if it did, that most of us would just fall asleep on the couch.
2 minutes in, you'd
right?
be like, this is so dumb.
Right, exactly. So I said, you know what we'll do? Because I talked with my other girlfriends that were coming to the party that didn't have a birthday. I'm like, well, maybe I'll go down and I'll get like little friendship bracelets that we can all wear together. And then I was like, what am I talking about? I have 50 zillion beads and beading material.
Mm-hmm.
So I set up a whole little beading tent. And we all sat there and strung beads. And it was so fun.
Wow.
And we talked for like 2 hours, just yapped around the table, caught up with everybody singing. And then we left and we all had bracelets.
Oh, I was going to say, you better show me something.
And there you go. There's the one I made.
I don't like
That's
it.
That's so funny.
You don't like it?
Let me see.
It's exactly what Cameron does in her after school program.
Yeah. It's just,
I get
know.
There and she's beading. She won't leave. I'm almost finished
done,
with my
right?
bracelet. I'm like, I came here. I'm going to sit here and watch you do this. I got to go.
And so I just have a zillion beads, so I had to I broke them out. And I set it all up, and I was like,
"That's great,
let's do it."
I don't get the order here.
There is no order. It's very random. I mean, there's sort of an order in that there's chunks of beads.
Well, there starts to be an order, and then there's not an order.
Yeah, there's an order, and then there isn't.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah. No, that actually is very nice.
Thank you. So we all made little, strung them together. Everybody had their needle nose pliers and their little piece of stretchy.
Boy,
I don't even know what it is, stretchy elastic.
I bet the boys had a way worse time than you guys did.
Well, I'll tell you something. The boys play poker right next door at one of the friends' houses, and they invaded three times.
Oh, funny.
We had to throw them out because we're so much more fun. They would be like, oh, can we have cake? Oh, can we? What are you doing?
Are you serious?
Were they wasted when they invaded, though?
No.
No?
Please, this thing started at 6, ended at 11. I mean, it was actually it ended.
What
aren't
you telling us? What happened?
Zero. Nothing happened.
They didn't break down the door and yell panty raid and like do something fun?
You know, that would have actually been really funny, except we were all very busy, beating. But it was just, and then
oh,
so
no,
they came
the only
over.
Panties I have are the ones I'm wearing. I better run for it.
Someone's gonna raid my panties. Yeah, it was not like that. It's a bunch of 60-year-olds, 50 and 60-year-olds. That's what we're talking about. It was a super good time. We all got pretty lit though, so that was fun.
That does sound fun.
Everybody rode their
books. Let that be a lesson to you, kids. Have fun while you're young.
Yes, do it while you're young.
This is what Saturday nights look like when you get old.
This is what they think fun is.
It was really fun. Dude, it was fun because we all just sat and talked. It was really nice. Lots of drinks. We ordered food. We had some brie and sliced melon.
Oh,
it was delicious.
My
oh, my God. It was a very fancy, smancy.
All right. Well, Sarah won the weekend, everyone. Dang it.
Too bad the Patriots didn't win. They looked all right for a minute there.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. Are you kidding me? They went to OT.
You know what I love,
though? They couldn't make it happen. They're on their third string quarterback.
Let me just tell you what I love. I love watching Bill Belichick eat it.
Oh, he's so mad.
Eat it, Bill.
Screaming.
You know who you had? You had the best, one of the best quarterbacks
KLLC,
in the
KLLC,
history.
KLLC, HD1,
and you
San
couldn't
Francisco.
Just say,
Sarah Vinny, I'll
yeah,
show you right back.
He's a good player. I like him.
Turn off his mic.
He's a nice
Turn
man.
It off. It's over.
It's Sarah and Vinny.